studio and a warm, sunshiny day, possibly in the 70s today, I think, Mark, won't we? Think so?
Possibly 80.
Wow. Be 80. Well, that'll be even better. Anyway, this morning, our guest is Stacy Hadrick, who's with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. You're on the also representative on the South Dakota Beef Council. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Everything farming moving yet in your country?
Oh, it's going to. I'm optimistic it'll happen this week is what my guys keep telling me, but I think they're itching pretty hard to get in the field. We definitely have decided on our farm to forego our wheat acres. We just don't think we can get it in, although I've seen some of the neighbors trying pretty hard to make it work. But it's definitely been a struggle this spring, that's for sure.
So where are you at located, Stacy?
We're in Falston, just west of Falston on Highway 212 is where our place sits.
Did you guys didn't get that last big snow then, did you?
We didn't. They kept saying it was going to get here, and we certainly prepared like mad for it with the heart of calving that we were in, which always adds to the stress. But we got about 8 inches out of that last one, and then just the dusting the last time it was supposed to hit. So last time, right?
Yeah. So we had the one we got 11 inches or something on. Did calving go pretty good, or you've had some struggles like everybody else?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate here at our place to have healthy calves and doing well. But yeah, I've heard lots of other producers not be so lucky. And I think what's always frustrating as a cattle producer too is you think you've made it through the hard times when they're born and they're just fresh and we get them all taken care of and you don't expect them then to have much sickness afterwards. But it sounds like some have had trouble. We're very fortunate that we haven't.
Well, Stacy, coming up tomorrow, May is Beef Month, always a big month, and one that grilling starts. I guess this is a month that grilling starts, Memorial Day.
Yeah, it is really exciting to think about that since we've had cold weather, but now if it's going to be almost 80 degrees, that makes you want to get the grill out, doesn't it?
It does. Now, you represent South Dakota Farm Bureau on the South Dakota Beef Council, and there's a lot of organizations on there, but why do you guys belong there?
Well, yeah, there is. I think what's really unique about our South Dakota Beef Council is we have 8 organizations that make us up, and there's 3 representatives from each organization. So there's 24 people on our board that help shape how the beef checkoff is going to be spent in our state. And I think it's pretty important when you look at the different aspects that we have of the industry in South Dakota that we have as many people at the table that can help spend that money wisely. I mean, that's a dollar per head that every beef producer sells goes to the beef checkoff, and we keep 50 cents of it here in the state of South Dakota, and we try to maximize every penny that we can with that 50 cents.
You know, the checkoff, a lot of money goes, they've come up with different new cuts of meat to add a little more value to some of the carcasses. I know maybe the farmers aren't seeing it now, but in time they will see that.
Oh, yeah, and I think we certainly have, even over recent years, seen when prices seem to be declined, think of where they would be if we didn't have those kinds of research and technology that's going on with beef cuts. And it's totally amazing to me, really mind-blowing how we're able to maximize cuts that we once would have ground for ground beef, and now we can, you know, do steaks and different cuts out of them. It's very exciting for the beef industry.
So do you get recommendations or grants, or they ask for, how do you figure out where this money goes?
Yeah, so I specifically sit on the promotions committee, which does deal with that. So people can submit a request to support an event or activity or an idea that they may have. But we're very strict in what we can use our dollars on, according to the federal government under the Act and Order. You'll hear us talk a lot about with our checkoff. The Act and Order dictates that we can only use it for beef promotion, education, and communication. So if it fits one of those areas, I would highly recommend people to check out our South Dakota Beef Industry Council webpage, and they can find more information there.
Now, you belong also with or involved with the South Dakota, our Beef South Dakota program in the state. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful program. So we're actually going to start advertising for Class 4 coming up this summer. We're looking for beginning beet producers that really want to look at this, commit to a two-year program that helps them not only look at their operations or their goals of where they want to be in the beef industry, but it also kind of opens up this bigger world of the industry. You know, we take them out beyond our South Dakota borders and check out, you know, what different practices and different things that people are doing around the United States so that they can bring that back and adapt, you know, to make their goals. And the ultimate goal is to keep beef producers producing beef in South Dakota. And it is really exciting. And I encourage anyone who hears this and is thinking, well, maybe I'd like to look more into that, to contact, they can contact me. You can give them my information, of course, but also, just South Dakota State University and talk to your extension people and they can help you find us too.
Let's talk a little more about that South Dakota beef program. You want to explain a little more on that, because some might not even know what it really consists of.
Yeah, and I think that's what's pretty interesting is that we're taking our fourth class and we're just, I think, hitting this tipping point of people starting to come to us to say, when you have the next class, I want an application because I want to apply. It was formed, about 10 years ago. We sat down as a group of people involved in extension and with South Dakota State University and said, wouldn't it be great if we could help our beef producers to be more successful? And what do they need? And when we looked at it, the opportunity really came in on the educational side, we felt, to focus on like case studies. So we focus on four case studies throughout the state of South Dakota, and the people that participate in the program and get chosen for the program actually go to the people's places, they tour them, they sit down face-to-face with these kind of seasoned veteran producers and can pick their brains. I mean, it's amazing how other beef producers want to help the younger generation be successful.
Now, how many...
And they share some pretty private things and about their businesses.
How many can do this? How many can take part in this every year?
Yeah, we're going to accept somewhere around 20 operations. So you can apply not only if you're a couple that work on an operation, or your cousins or your brothers or however your business situation is set up or you want to be. You don't have to necessarily own beef cattle to be a part of Beef SC. It's about setting those goals to get you to that ultimate goal of owning cattle or being a part of an operation. So don't let that limit you if you're thinking of applying. Certainly take the opportunity to look at the application and see if the curriculum and what we're doing fits for you.
Now, when does that usually start or when do they apply?
We'll roll out more information coming at the beginning of the summer, somewhere right around June is the goal to get that out. And then we'll select the class and start our first sessions this fall.
All right. Well, anything else, Stacy? I know you guys are busy and you're waiting to get out in the field and calving and plus very involved in everything. Anything else that you want to talk about on the South Dakota Farm Bureau?
Yeah, well, I always encourage people, if you're not a member of South Dakota Farm Bureau, please look into it. We need as many voices as we can that are out there helping tell the story of what we do in agriculture and you know, membership do matter, but also too, to encourage people to check out where their beef checkoff dollars are being spent. We are very transparent about that in the beef industry on the board and think it's very important that we have producers paying attention to how their money is being spent. We're pretty excited too about our newest project. One of our newest ones is the Expedition Baseball League that's going to start up in South Dakota. So as huge baseball fans, the Hadricks are planning on spending quite a bit of time in Aberdeen watching some baseball this summer, and they're having an actual beef cup that we'll be sponsoring through the beef industry.
So all right.
That's just one of the many things we're working on.
That sounds fun. Hopefully we'll have some nice weather so they can play baseball. Some have been having a hard time getting baseball in. But
I know.
Anyway, Stacy, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again. All right?
Yes. Thank you, Chuck. Take care.
Yep. Good luck in farming.